There's a lot of traffic going through our medieval streets in the town, and there is pressure for people that are commuting both to London and going overseas for holidays, Stansted Airport, to actually find cheap parking, particularly when the airport is charging £195 for a two-week stay, or I think £16.50 a day for a mid-stay period. So it's quite a challenge. I can understand people wanting to save on that. Over time, that has created a number of issues. So, for example, the District Council had a battle for many years, at great expense to the council taxpayer, trying to deal with car parking for the airport, specifically run illegally at our Bishop Stortford Football Club. So that was addressed, even went as far as, I think, claims to the European Court, and that has been closed down. But the airport now still creates this parking issue for us. Fortunately, I think, for the point of view of residents, the use of the airport has been somewhat dampened down by the economy, and that has lessened the parking problem. But it's still an issue, as you've recently seen, with residents taking the law into their own hands with some of the stickers that are being placed on vehicles.
Take me through the areas that are being affected.
Well, this specific area that triggered the story was in Heathrow, Bishop Stortford, and rather ironically named originally after the airport, although now it's been split as Heath and Row. It was originally Heathrow, and we have a number of other roads, Prestwick, Manston and Blackbush and so on, all around the area. But these are attracting the parkers. Now, the District Council can take action if people park and block driveways, but unless it's a residence parking zone, which is controversial in itself sometimes, we can't do very much if vehicles are legally taxed and parked properly and not on the pavement. In the case of one of the vehicles that triggered this particular story, it was partly parked on the pavement and its tax has expired, so we are taking action on that.
This is quite a big problem. There is a very strong feeling here in the community. But of course, it's very difficult to say who's to blame, because these parkers aren't doing anything illegal in most cases. And an airport charging for parking, that's purely a business thing. So where's the solution going to come from?
There has been pressure in some areas for residence parking zones, largely triggered by the airport. But they, as I touched on earlier, can become controversial, and they're costly for the District Council to introduce. And there was one instance in a road very near the area in particular question at the moment, where we had a scheme up and running that was going to be funded by Stansted Airport itself. However, when certain residents identified that that would mean that they would be able to park their own cars within the residence zone but need vouchers for visitors or their children, they then organised a counter-petition to cancel the scheme, and the District Council has no desire to impose schemes on the majority of people if they don't want it. So that scheme was sadly cancelled, but now we are starting to get complaints again about airport and other parking in that particular area. Now, there is a line for residents to actually report airport parking on, and that is 0800 731 2385. That number is run by Stansted Airport, and I presume, because it's a recorded message, that they are collating facts around certain areas where there's a particular problem. So I would urge people to ring that up, even though that does not result in the immediate removal of the vehicle. If people have a driveway blocked, then they should ring their District Council on 01279 652261 and ask for parking enforcement, and we will send out officers and deal with that issue. But that results in a fixed penalty notice for the vehicle. Again, it's not about immediate removal. There would have to be some negotiation with the police. So the problem is quite complex, really.